Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Off the Rails Podcast. Here we have Alex the Indian substituting for the two guys that aren't here. One's in Florida and one's dead. One drove off a bridge if you listened to the last episode. I rebuked that from the look she was giving me. It's giving. It's giving. This is a song. This has to be one of the songs of 2022. Baddest of them all. And one of the baddest of them all. Here's Alex the Indian, my wife. Excuse me. One of the baddest of them all. Here's Alex the Indian, my wife. I don't have a clap button, but I'm going to clap for you.
But can I correct you?
Well, sure.
You said one.
Oh, one. The baddest of them all. La vota. La vota. La vota. Drop the other boot on the other foot. La vota. That's the name of this song. La vota.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Or bota.
Baddest. Oh, yeah. But okay.
Baddest of them all. Be-dee-dee-doo-doo. Esco, you're going to drop some shit. If you drop some shit, I'm going to sock you. Anyways, I'm not going to sock him. Yeah, the other two guys couldn't be here. One's in Florida, and one is A-OK, probably driving right now. But yeah, they couldn't be here. So I did not want to leave our three listeners without any content or me without doing anything next week. So here you are filling in. Thank you, last minute. I am still in my interview clothes. You are still in your work clothes. Esco is laying on the dirty towel that we used to dry our feet last week. So, how was your day today? How do you feel? How's everything going with you today?
You know, it's been a good day. Well, for the most part.
Okay. Why for the most part and not for the all part? The ow part. Ow. There's a little something we do. A little something we do on the pod. Ow. When we catch ourselves saying all, we say ow. For you. It's for you. Because you're the bota.
La bota. Yeah, well, I had a dentist appointment. And if you don't know, now you know. I got some fake teethies.
That's right.
And I was supposed to get my... I was supposed to get my permanent tooth today, and I did not. So we're back with the temporary, and you know what? It is what it is. I'm not going to let that, you know, ruin my day.
It's okay. You did mention, when I did ask you to do the pod with me, you said, should I do it like this? And you sent me a pic with no tooth, just the barbell hanging from your...
The barbell.
The screw.
Just a straight up piece of tools, like metal. So, it's a straight up screw.
Yes, it's a straight up screw. Screw me, screw you. Anyways, that is a shot right there that I need you to take to loosen up a bit. Cheers to you.
Cheers,
right?
Say
your cheers that you do.
It's kind of dirty.
Dirty. Okay. Let's get dirty.
Cheers to you. Cheers to me. And cheers to the boys who lick us when we pee.
That would be me. That Don Hooley, the DJ.
The DJ.
Speaking of DJs, we're going to do a little something different today. Come as you are.
I'm moving too much, sorry.
No, it's fine. That sign was there just to cover up the switches.
They're exposed. And who would have thought you would have outlets?
Outlets. Is
near
a,
your podcasting equipment.
It's okay, though. It's okay. So listen, what I wanted to say is we're going to do a little something different. We don't have any topics. However, there is always one topic in our household, and that is music. I am always playing music. You are always singing. And I don't usually sing karaoke, but you always sing karaoke. And I feel like a bunch of these songs that I'm going to be playing today, because we're playing the 30 most... and we're not going to play them in completion or to completion. We're not coming. We're just going to play maybe not 9 to 10 seconds of the song. Yeah, just 9 to 10 seconds.
What we really should do, if I want to give my two little cents, is...
Okay, please, please, please.
We should play the first second and see if I can guess what the song is. And then we can do like 10 seconds
okay.
to discuss why, what is the game.
Yes. So these are the most played out songs ever. I have a compiled a list of the most played out songs ever. They're not really in any sort of... You know,
order, like rhyme order, or reason.
Time, yeah. However, yeah, like rhyme or reason. These are the top 30 songs that I've compiled here in this playlist. Most played out songs ever. If you want to go on my Apple Music and you can play this playlist yourself. So we're going to start. Let's do 1 second. How about, you know what, before we do, let's cheers. Let's cheers our wine here. This is some good wine. Shouts to Carr, not Derek Carr, but shouts to him, the Raiders quarterback or ex-quarterback now probably. But this is from Carr Winery. Where is this? Santa Ynez?
Yeah.
All right. Carr Winery.
Sorry, no free feet pics, but I am fidgety and I can't find a comfortable position. So excuse me.
But you're sitting your style, so it's all good. So there are 32 songs here. Let's go with the first one, the bottom of the list. Let's see if you can guess. 1 second. What was that? What was that song that I just...
Another diamond, a second the road.
That was Green Day, which, no, it's not what I played, but I got what you, I got what you were putting down. See, cause I'm great at music. I, just like your sister who today... One music
I didn't even get a
bingo.
Chance to look at that.
Yeah. I zoomed in on the list. I didn't know what I was looking at.
I was in the canyons. I couldn't open it. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, no, that wasn't Green Day.
I wasn't
Day.
Really paying attention. I hope you have the time of your life.
Yeah. No, it's not time of your life.
So it is Green Day, though?
No, it's actually
Wait,
time of your life.
Can we do it one
life.
More time?
It's actually Time of Your Life by Kid Ink. No, I'm kidding. That would be in no playlist. I just know it. But anyways, I want it that way by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening very well, so.
Yeah.
But this is a classic.
It's
it
a
may
classic.
Be overplayed, but it is a classic.
It's a classic, but yes, it's one of the most played out songs. And listen, I like most of these songs. I like all of these songs. But I'm just gonna say I don't wanna listen to these songs when I'm out. I'm not that I'm a hater. I would if I'm DJing and I have people around me, I will play these songs because I know it gets the people going.
It does.
But if I'm by myself, I'm not listening to these songs. That's what this playlist
okay,
should
okay,
be.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's probably a good distinguishing factor then. Because if you're by yourself, you probably won't let it play. But out in public, especially you got a couple on board and this plays, you're going to tell me, you don't sing along to anything. But like
you're not
singing along because I know I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple on board, roping a three-way. I see where you're going.
Relax, bro.
You
You're my husband.
You said it, not me. I don't be doing that shit. Number 32, because I got 32 songs on here. That's a crazy list. But anyways, and let's see if you can guess the next song.
Okay.
So number 32 was I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Now it's... What do you... What was that? What does that even mean? Ladies and gentlemen, she does not know anything.
This is AA. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. I get a point, and then you get
but
a point.
But is that not how the intro goes?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, you were right. You were right. So every time you get it right, you get a point. Every time you get it wrong, I get the point.
Okay, so we 1-1 right now.
Okay, 1-1. So yes, it and actually when I first played that, it kind of reminded me of a different song intro. It's Jay-Z's Hovey Baby. I don't know if you ever heard that song, but it starts kind of like that same little intro.
We'll have to circle back to that one.
Cool. But here it is. You got the violins. World's smallest violin right here. Or am I playing with the... never mind. All right, goodbye. Yes.
You would have been better off saying bye-bye.
No, goodbye, because goodbye. You're a hater. So yeah, NSYNC, bye-bye-bye. How old were you when that song came out? Were you even born yet?
Okay, relax. Yes, I was born.
This was like 1999. You were 4.
I was 7.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Is it 1999 for real?
I forgot you were born in. Yeah, it's got to be. There was TRL at the time.
No, I thought it was in the early 2000s.
TRL Kings.
Nah. I used to watch TRL.
Yeah?
Yes. So it was probably early 2000s.
All right. Maybe. Maybe you're
Y2K.
Right.
Y2K.
2001. Yeah, and NSYNC. All right. 2001. Sounds about right. Here's let's see if I'm you cultured. Get this. Okay.
I had TRL.
What is that?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Can I circle back? Can we do it one more time? Are you able?
I'll play another second. Just so I don't
okay,
have to.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. It's because the
there's
song
something
hasn't,
happening at the beginning.
Yeah,
before
the song hasn't started,
in.
But here, let's go. It'll give you a little. It's a clapping. What's happening? We're clapping. What's going on? How do you feel? Nothing? Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, fuck. That gave it away. That gave it away for sure. For sure, bro.
Why am I struggling?
Because you're in a struggle bus. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Oh, I should have known that.
Five. Yeah. And then...
this used to play... Listen.
Go ahead.
This used to play because I used to go to the skating rink every Friday night. And this would play. And it's so funny because a kid I grew up with, he was a good-looking dude, you know?
Damn, he was fine. He was Bow Wow and Roll Bounce.
He was a good-looking dude. And I just remember, I vividly remember him skating and going, a little bit of Jessica in my life, or whatever
the
names are. Oh,
that's why
right?
You hate all Jessicas.
No! Wait, I don't hate all Jessicas. I'm friends with Jessicas. What do you mean? So, funny enough, though, it's one of Courtney's best friends. Yeah. And he's gay, so it didn't matter if anybody thought he was gay.
I was about to say, so this movie, yeah, so,
I don't know if I should say that.
Oh, well, I can edit anything. That is the beauty of having your
the
own
name
podcast.
Of the game.
So, yeah, I was about to say, you were in, the movie ATL is about you, and this guy is T.I. you're describing, and you are Lauren London with the dimples, but sorry. Because
you know I got that new shit.
That new.
You don't know that reference, though.
I mean, I've watched ATL.
But you're
I mean,
not
shouts to Big Boy. Big Boy was my favorite character in that.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Anyways, where were we? Yeah. This sound. I almost forgot, but doesn't this sound like it was done on your phone? Look at this beat.
It's like one of those little like games.
Yeah. It sounds like I'm playing. Bop it. Pull it.
Oh,
kiss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kind of.
Suck it. Yeah.
Is that how it goes? That's it.
All right. Next song. So that was my point. So 2-1, baby. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh,
hell no. I played it too long.
I got to come up
but
with
you
the title.
But you
got to
come up
I
with
know,
the title
I know.
Or else I get the point. Your dad hates this song, by the way. Anytime he hears this song or any song from this particular band, he says, I hate that. I don't like that band. Who he is a bona fide rock star, by the way, your dad. He is a drummer for the Grateful Dead and Grateful Dead's Party, Dead Man's Party, and he is also
he's the drummer for Grateful Dead.
Your dad is the drummer for Dead Man's Party and Oingo Boingo Boing. Cover
tribute.
Band,
yeah.
Tribute band, and he also is the drummer for the Guilty Pleasure Makers.
GPM.
That's right.
GPM.
Best band you're ever going to see. Best cover band you're ever going to see.
Ever.
And yeah, that's her dad drumming.
The energy is happening there.
Happening. It's giving.
It's giving.
That part. Oh, sorry. That. Anyways, so yes, your dad hates... Guns N' Roses.
Oh, See, I was still thinking of a different song.
Your dad, I don't think your dad. Oh, really? So I get the point. Yeah. Definitely. Your dad.
I never listed it, so.
Doesn't really hate Guns N' Roses.
Just doesn't like the song.
I just don't think he likes Axl Rose. I think it's the beef is with Axl Rose and the way he sounds.
But.
Or the way he used to treat his band members. I think your dad's very proud. And he's just like, I don't like this guy because he used to stand them up.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. Sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Yeah. But This song is great. Do you know why?
Why? Is our first kiss?
No.
Your first kiss?
No.
Your first.
Think about one of my favorite movies.
Fuck, Batman Forever. Kiss from the Rose.
When have ever listed that as one of my favorite movies?
Oh, Terminator 2, that's my favorite movie. American Me, it's also my favorite movie. Dodgeball,
this isn't
also
about you.
My favorite movie. Your
it drives you nuts because I always talk crazy. About how I love this movie. It's comedy.
New Girl, because you're always watching
that's
New Girl.
That's a show.
Okay. Your favorite, Beauty and the Beast.
Comedy.
There's some funny parts in there. Your favorite movie. How well do you know your wife? Her favorite color is green.
Hey, I actually do love green.
I know. I had to save my yeah, ass somehow. Okay. You like.
Wow, this is not hard. And you're really making it hard.
My girl. No, you hate my girl.
Yeah, I hate my girl.
Damn, why can't I think?
It's a comedy. Like,
oh, Step Brothers, duh. Yes. Oh, okay. Wow. And they're singing in the car.
You got a smile that is eager me. Reminds me of childhood memories.
Sing it. Keep singing.
No, no, no. And then he's like, the wife says, and he's like, I pay $1,000 a week for lessons, and this is what you sound like. He's all salty. Okay,
best part. Relax. Best part of the movie is when he shows his abs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So, all right. Next song. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. What is that?
Oh.
No.
But
I'll give you another chance. I'll give you another chance. Are you looking at my shit?
No.
Better not be. I'll throw the shot glass right at your face.
Oh,
right
my now. Gosh. I'm usually really good at this and game. Knock I'm that sucking tooth out. At it.
Come on.
I was going to say LMFAO, but I don't think that's it.
No.
Because you love that song. You would never put it on that list.
Oh, maybe. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it listen here. It is not LMFAO, but it is a song that is not your favorite color, but it does
blue,
say
it
does say it in the hook.
If I were green, I would die.
Yes. Yeah. All right. See, I am the greatest man at giving hints. I'm giving
hints.
So yes.
You gotta at least play the chorus or whatever it is.
I need it to come in. I need it to come in, and it's just taking forever right now. It's like we are. Yeah, this is like Jersey Shore. Here,
your favorite.
Maybe now. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sorry.
I'm blue.
I definitely went back too hard, but here's. That was a hint. That was a hint I did give you. So listen.
Oh,
yeah, that's why I said
I didn't
it
pick
like
it
that.
Up.
No.
Dang, I suck.
You didn't pick it up what I was putting down. Okay. And I remember this song came out and just everything was just blue. In the world. It took over.
Like inside and outside.
You know your blood is blue inside?
Yes, baby, before? I'm a nurse.
But is that real? Because we were speaking about it last week, and I was like, "And
have you ever looked at your veins?"
Yeah, they are blue. But still, when you, all right, I know that they get oxygenated, and then like that's why blue turns red. But I don't believe it.
Well, think about what colors
you're a
may. Okay,
you're a flat earther. And there you go. I'm green.
I'm blue. If I were green, I would die. Because if your blood's green, Quite literally, I feel like you would.
This song on this list, I love to death. I love it.
On to the next one?
No, not. I don't really like that Jay-Z and Drake song, but I mean, it's cool.
No, I'm saying, like, are we on to the next song?
Oh, no, and that on to the next. No, that's Jay-Z and Swiss Beats. Sorry. Yes, we are on to the next one.
Okay.
This song here is was made famous a few years ago, or came back with a force a few years ago, and
oh yeah,
you know you already know,
yeah.
What is it?
Dreams.
Oh wow, good job,
Cranberry Ocean Spray guy. And Esco has a little reel or TikTok or whatever it is to that song.
Mm-hmm. And I love Fleetwood Mac. Mac is one of my favorite bands of all time. And that song, and shouts to Dogface, right? I mean,
is that his name?
Yeah,
Dogface? Which is funny because I put his dog face to the song.
To the dog face. But yeah, I love Dreams. And
okay, so what are we at now? 2-3?
Yeah, yeah. Cause 1, 2, 3, yeah. So let's see. That's an easy one. That's
Eminem. Slim Shady.
Yeah, the real Slim Shady. And this one, it's played out because of what people say. When you hear someone say, "Please stand up," someone's gonna follow it with, "Well, the real Slim Shady."
Yeah, but
and that's
the song
why
itself isn't really overplayed, I don't think.
Okay, so look. So sorry, Eminem, for putting you on there. Is there another Eminem song we could put on here?
Dr. Dre.
Which one? The Guilty Conscience?
Oh fuck, what is it?
Forgot About Dre. You're thinking about Dre.
Yeah. I was like, Dre.
I don't know. I think
I feel like that's every white person's favorite song to rap.
I think that you're right. So you know what? Instead of the real Slim Shady, we're going to put Forgot About Dre.
I'm not discounting it. It's definitely a great song.
None of these songs should be discounted.
White people love to rap that song.
And you're right. Because and Eminem goes crazy on that song. Calling men ladies. You know, I can't think of the whole entire lyrics. That's all I remember. Calling men ladies.
What's that other Eminem song?
Love the Way You Lie.
Oh, well, yeah. That one. That's a good one.
All right,
it's an inside joke between us. But no, the other one.
Which one?
8 Mile?
Oh, Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself, yeah.
Yeah, Lose Yourself could be
one's probably a little more overplayed than this one. Yeah,
can be on there. But I think Forgot About Dre because of the impact it has in...
the white community.
karaoke bars all across the Midwest.
In the white community.
All right, next song.
DJ Khaled.
Which song would that be by DJ Khaled?
All I do is win, no matter what.
You know what? That song could.
Oh wait,
very
okay, wait,
well
no, wait, don't,
on...
no, no, wait.
Make it rain. Oh, lean back.
Oh,
lean
yeah,
back.
No, that
you're talking about
be on
lean
the
back.
List.
Lean back would be on the list because that's everybody's
also white people.
Everybody's dance. Do white people sing that at karaoke?
No, but
I think that like people do the lean back dance for real still. So I mean I'd lean back. What's the song
no,
you said? All I do is win.
I hate that song.
That song is the best when you're in Vegas drunk and it's like 3 a.m. and they splash you with all, not they don't splash you, but they hit the smoke machine and it's like, all I do is win.
Yes, but it is overplayed. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they do it because people are going to interact. They're going to, and your hands go up and they stay there, and they stay there, right? So, like, they're going to do that. So they're going to play it because it's interactive. People can't help themselves. And it still is not a good song. It sucks. I hate it.
Yeah, but this one was a different type of a song.
All the pimps in the crib, mode, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
It's not Snoop. It's not Snoop. Drop it like it's hot.
I'm trying to, like, think of, like, that intro. Okay, no. Hit it again. Oh, that wasn't, yeah.
That little line right there should be a dead giveaway. And I'm going to give you a hint. He was in Versace. He was in Menudo. He was in, which I don't think you know that. But he started his career as a little boy in this singing group called Menudo. And his hips don't lie. No, that's Shakira. There's another song that he had where about his hips, I think. It might be this song.
Just go ahead. It's cool. I lost. Enrique Iglesias.
It's Ricky Martin, but...
That's what I meant.
Oh, I love that.
Wait. Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias.
I combined their names.
You probably thought this was Hero or... What other Enrique Iglesias songs do you... Baby, I like it.
No, that's I don't even know if I know many of his songs. I know Ricky Martin.
You just know Enrique Iglesias because you like moles. Anyways, I have plenty of moles.
I do too.
So, next song. That was Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
I'm so stupid. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just Drake.
Okay, look, check it. But yes, it is.
You freestyle to that one?
I have made a song to that beat before. I don't remember what the song was about, but it was probably ass play. Anyways.
Boy haircut.
That was my best song ever.
Ever. That's the one that stuck with me.
Do you think there's another Drake song that has been played out more than Started From The Bottom? Do you think was it like Kiki, Do You Love Me? Are You Riding?
Honestly,
cause you would never
Started From The Bottom is definitely a good one. It's up there.
Yeah.
However, because there's a whole dance to it and that's been the trend for the last several years is like having a dance to a song. I feel like maybe that one would be.
I feel that Chris Brown and Drake's song got played out in our house because we would play it every single day to work out.
Wait, which one?
The song I love with the little kid in the video.
Oh, yeah. What is it called?
Fuck, I don't know. That's, I was really leaning
my memory's
back
not the
on
way
you. Lean back. Oh, my wife.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, he told me to tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dance battle.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to hit you with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of the name for Uncharted.
Some shit like that. For you. Gotta come
Unbreakable.
Woo. Homegirl, please take it easier on me.
Yeah. It's probably on this list, honestly. But yeah, I'd say that song.
That has me in a chokehold. It's not on here. I'm not gonna lie.
I love that song.
That one had me in a chokehold.
But Started From The Bottom. If not Started From The Bottom. Then I don't even remember the Kiki song, actual title.
My own niece, when she was like four, was singing that to her brand new baby sister. I think she might have been like 2 and a half, actually.
She's a Shiggy fan.
2 and a half. And she's over here, Kiki, do you love me? Are you whiting? Say you never leave me.
All right, here's another one. That was
that's it.
This is all you get a millisecond. You don't know the name of the. Can you just tell me the title, please?
All the small things.
Oh, really? That's a shot. That's a shot.
Wait.
That's a shot at me.
Oh.
Oh, you don't get it yet. You'll get it later.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, you had me second guessing myself.
Oh, because you thought that's a shot. Well, we could pour up a shot anyways, but no. Oh, yeah. I said all the small things, that's a shot at me.
Oh, yeah. No, but
you're like Green Day.
No. But I tend to do that. I have to like play it out all the way out to like get to the like verse or the chorus, cuz it doesn't, like, the name of it doesn't come to me, even though the song does.
Blink-182, All the Small Things. True. Would you think that All the Small Things should be on this list, or do you think that their other big song, What's My Name Again? Oh, What's My Age Again? What's My Age Again? What's My Age Again?
No, this would probably be it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know that it's overplayed.
I think that because
I think it's a classic.
I hear it in karaoke bar. I think I made this list when we had our stint of going to karaoke bars.
I want to do it again. Our schedules haven't been lining up, but I want to do it again. We should have went today,
but here we are.
Low key, that would have been fun. I mean,
it's only 8 o'clock. We can.
Is it? Yeah. It's 8:30, babe. My bedtime's in 2 hours. Let's relax. I'm just kidding.
All right, so here's the next song. All right. Oof, so wet right now. Fuck!
Nelly!
So,
over and over. That's your favorite song!
I love this song. I love a lot of these songs, but I feel that you're going to play that when every time somebody that I speak to, hang out with, they say, you know, like, there's always that line. I love all music. Except country.
Well, no.
Wait a minute.
I say that too, but there's actually a lot of country songs that I like.
But country pop, I would say. But people always say, except country. However, I will listen to Nelly and Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm like, all right, man. Like, chill. Well, that's not even that country.
Because I love the Dixie Chicks. And I know they're not called Dixie Chicks anymore, which I still.
Because they don't have dicks, and
no, I think it's a slur or something.
Oh, you can't call somebody a Dixie, you stupid Dixie cup.
No, I don't think that's it, but sure. But no, like Dixie Chicks was my jam. Like, I still love a lot of their songs. I know they're just called the Chicks now.
Yeah, okay, the Chicks.
But although I definitely missed that. Like, if that was a thing, I didn't know about it till years later. So
that's Nelly over and over. Over and over again.
I keep playing over and over again.
What was that? Then this is the next song, by the way. What's this? It's got to be a song that you know. I'm gonna hit it again, but I know
you gotta be quick with it.
LMFAO. Oh, you know it's your favorite song to wake up to.
Hate it.
I always
say, I be sleeping like this fool over here. Yeah,
that's Esco over there, knocked out.
I know they can't see it, but take a picture of it, insert it into the
she'll be with the
that be me
after a night of drinking, nursing the hangover or about to nurse the hangover that of her lifetime, and then I come with the huge speaker and I blast.
On the bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The greatest song ever made.
And he won't turn it off. It's not a blurb. It's not a blip. It's not a 5 seconds. It's the entire song.
Yeah. Party Rock. That was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO, in case you didn't know. LOL.
It kind of lives close to my heart, though, still, even though I hate it.
Okay, this is this song right here. So I was thinking, on my funeral, if I were to die first, play LMFAO and do not have an open casket. Open the casket on the bottom side and kind of position me ass up, bare ass, so people can look at my ass and it'd just be funny. I think that would be hilarious.
Just cremate me. Thanks. No,
I'm gonna tell my children to do this. I'm gonna put it in my will.
No, you're not.
So that it's there.
They're gonna do it backwards. They're gonna open the bottom. They're gonna open the bottom of it, but they'll have you on your stomach, so it's just your dick hanging.
Damn, hanging. I mean, hang all the small things. Here we go. This song.
For all the times you.
You not think Celine that, Dion? I don't think if there was a Celine Dion song that would be played out, it would be the Titanic song.
For all those times you stood for me.
But no, it's not. Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay. You need another second. This song was the most played song, played out song. Yeah, in fifth grade. To me. Yeah. Every wedding. Everybody's wedding song.
Except for ours.
Because I would not allow it. That's
no,
why.
No, because I have better taste than
because,
that.
Because Party Rock Anthem was our wedding song. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. This man right here is probably the most talented man. One. However, for this song, he was not.
You like... Oh. Ana de mapi chawa. Ante tu mapi chawa.
Ahora yo no quiero. And antes tú no querías. Let me clarify.
Ahora yo no quiero.
Oh, that,
I don't know the words.
Yo perreo solo.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And perreo, I mean, I know it's sola, but you know, I'm a guy, so I gotta say solo. Yo perreo solo.
Tranquilo, yo perreo sola.
Yo perreo solo. Toot, 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 toot. Yo perreo solo. I just do it backwards instead of like, what do you call this? Twerking? Instead of twerking, I just do this.
Do, you thrust.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, thrust.
Like, have you ever seen Bad Bunny dance? Honestly, he might have a smidge. No, baby. He might have a smidge more rhythm than you.
Uh-huh.
But y'all kind of dance the same.
Oh, yeah, because we dance like this.
Yeah, seriously. He be doing this little, like, turn twerk thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's giving Razzie vibes.
He had the tiggles in that video, too.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the video of him like making out with his girl when he's in full drag?
I seen the video of him making out with that dude too.
Okay, yes. But I'm talking about he's in full drag and he comes out of the dressing room and his girl is there and he just like lays one on her.
Oh, nice.
But he's like in like titties, mm-hmm. the dress, the hair, the makeup, everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of funny. It's kind
of funny. Nah, I holler at him with them titties. Anyways, this is the next song.
Hello, it's me.
Now, would you? Sorry, going back to the next song. You're right. You're right.
Wondering about.
That is the most played out Bad Bunny song, right?
Yes, but I can appreciate it because I feel like people were introduced to Bad Bunny and then they were able to kind of do a deep dive in his music and find the better stuff.
Okay, good, good, good. However, last week I said the best song of 2022, or not the best song.
But it's up there.
The biggest song of 2022, the song of 2022 was either Titi Me Preguntó or Kate Bush coming back with Running Up That Hill. And do you agree? One of those two songs?
Yeah, yes.
Or I said Beyonce's Church Girl?
Is no, the that's a different song.
The one that they all dance to? Or is it Alien? The Alien song? Yeah, that song. That's Alien, right? Alien? No. That's Church Girl.
No.
No. That song, though.
Yes, I don't know why I cannot think of the song.
Alien Retrograde.
No, it starts with Cuff It.
Cuff It. Cuff It. Fucking Mike. Anyways, these guys, I asked these guys like, hey, what's the song of 2022?
They usually always have an opinion. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I guess I sprung it on them, but whatever. All right, Hello is the next song.
How are you?
Is Adele's Hello the most played out Adele song?
No.
Is it? No?
Yes.
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 I agree with
you. I was thinking most like popular, but I actually.
Popular.
I wanna be popular. Oh, you don't have to.
No, I could just skip that song.
You dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't but nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we something, something. Yeah. I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces, but girlfriend, work with the kid.
If I was a
no, sing the Beyonce part. Aviator Benz.
Beyonce part.
Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear Burberry to swim, and I don't have to worry. Only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, yep. And I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yup.
Yeah, it came.
All I need in this life is sin. Is me and my girlfriend. Me
not
and
that, my girlfriend. Not that part. Nah, sing down the bridge. Right to the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah. If I could be your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. If I was your girlfriend, I'd be there for you if somebody hurt you, even if that somebody was me. Yeah.
Like
and sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. And so I put this on my life. Nobody or nothing will ever come between us and our arms again, my life. My love and my trust in you, my boyfriend.
Yep.
All I need in this life is
next
sin.
Next song.
You're like, enough, Alex.
Enough, yes. You have an off switch?
Nope.
Because even you're just like Rich. Anyways, here we go. This song is probably my favorite song on this list, and it killed me to put it on here, but it's on here.
Come on. The Return of the Mac. That's
Return of the Mac.
That reminds me of my roommate, my old roommate.
Okay. This is Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And I love this song to death, but it was, I believe Burger King bought the rights. Everybody started bumping this song. New Girl put it over. I just like.
Once again?
Yeah.
Estás tomando muy despacio,
mi amorcito. I'm a hater. Yo, man.
Necesito más, pero...
Oh.
Oh.
Aquí está.
Gracias.
Anyways, all right. Next song.
This is
The Casper Slide Part 2.
Yeah, Casper. Cha-Cha Slide. Casper and the
we
Live Platinum Blend.
Funky.
The Casper Slide Part 2.
You hear it at every wedding.
The Platinum Band. Did
every
we play it?
Quinceañera. Yeah, we probably played it.
Probably did.
This song and accompanied with the dun, 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 dun. Jump on it, which Sir Mix-a-Lot should be on here with I Like Big Butts, but I don't think he is. But yeah, Cha-Cha Slide is on here. You can take out all the slides. Cha-Cha Slide, Electric Slide, just throw them away. I don't want them.
No, Electric Slide's a solid one. People love the Cupid. No, not, but to different songs, like.
Slide, slippity slide.
No, it doesn't even have to say slide. Like, you can do the electric slide to some good songs. That one's fun. Like, you've seen us do the electric slide.
I'll do the electric slide to Slide by Calvin Harris. Who else is in that?
Her?
No, Calvin Harris. Oh, yeah, that's her and YG is also Slide.
That's
awesome. Calvin Harris and Do You Find that's Sly.
Yeah.
I like. Yeah. Whatever.
Like
is it Nikki? I don't remember.
No.
All right. Next song. Let's keep it going. Fuck.
My baby don't mess around me because she love it.
My baby don't mess around me because she loves me. I don't like Hey Ya. I never did. The video is great, but I was always I like the way you move. I am speaker box, the love below.
No, okay, wait.
Speaker box.
Have you seen the video of the girl who is imitating this video?
No, I don't watch videos with girls in them.
It's hilarious. Yes, it's so good. She straight up looks like him. It's great. It's great.
Oh, the little girl.
Yeah. She's got the little like press out. Like, oh man, it was so good.
Yeah. No, and I like some songs off the Love Below, but I was just always more drawn to Speaker Box. Anyways, this song right here is probably the most played out song I've ever heard.
Suavemente.
You don't even want to stop it early?
No, fuck it. I don't even give a damn. I don't ever want to hear this song ever in my life. You know why? I went to so many 15s growing up. Every family party, everybody who wants to play a Spanish song, they will hit that song first. That is no lie.
And then, tu abuela
si?
Is going to say, no puedes bailar esa música.
No, no puedes bailar esa música del diablo.
El diablo.
El diablo.
Somos cristianos o somos no.
Elvis Crespo es el diablo.
So funny because she actually doesn't speak like that at all. Somos cristianos o somos no.
Yeah, and exactly.
Somos cristianos.
I hate this song because everybody who...
Oh, babe, we're out.
Tells me how we do it. And then they say this way, and they say on a Friday night, and I'm just like, let's see if you know this song.
This is how we do it. Like, why?
I love this. I like this song. Don't get me wrong. I like all these songs. But just,
I mean,
this
I
song
like
this
is song
the
too,
most
yeah,
played,
it is played
out song.
Out. Super played out. I'm with you on
it's
that one.
Friday night. And yes, it gets people when you're out, you're drinking.
Parties
you're
having
a good
here
time.
On the west side.
Yeah.
Oh, can we show off our shot glasses one time for the one time? Okay. Are they both from Antigua?
This one here is Guatemala. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both, right?
All right.
Okay.
Cheers to Guatemala.
Cheers to Guatemala.
That's cheers to Guate,
we love
Guate.
Most of them.
Guate. All right. Next song. Let's keep it moving. Oh, I think we're in the top 10.
Are we?
Yeah. Hey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I know what
11.
Two of them are.
Fuck. All right. That's all you're getting.
Oh.
That's all you're getting.
Ooh, 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 I think ooh, I know what ooh, it is, ooh, though. Ooh.
All right.
Can you start it over?
You're not going to get it from that.
Is this the... No.
You're not going to get it from any of this.
I'm actually surprised you didn't put Queen on there. Oh, wait, you did. I thought I just heard.
I don't think you're ever going to get this. Oh. I think this is my point.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but that's my point. I played it for a long time.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Da, 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 da. Okay, can I tell you a story about this
sure,
song?
Sure, please.
So,
not too long of a story.
Karaoke.
And please don't clap.
Karaoke spring break. I'm doing the fingers. Finger clap. Spring break. Senior year of high school.
Long story, less short. Come on.
We did karaoke on stage on the beach, and I sang
Bon Jovi.
I don't even remember what it was, but somebody else sang that song, and they won. And he wasn't even a better singer than me, but because it was a popular song,
damn,
he won.
Yeah.
I did, what was it? Rihanna and...
Eminem?
No.
Monster?
No, and Jay-Z.
Rihanna, Jay-Z. Talk That Talk?
No.
Umbrella?
No.
Jay-Z's an umbrella, isn't he?
Run This Town.
Oh, damn. It's because you probably didn't do the Kanye part.
No, it's because it was a lot of white people.
Oh. And Run This Town is awesome.
Oh, we're halfway there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, run this town.
No, but then everyone is like, living on a prayer. So they loved it. They lived for it.
That's
it
a karaoke. So that's a karaoke song right there.
Yeah. Anywhere you go, yeah. It's an automatic win.
Yeah. You wouldn't hear that song at our clubs out here when we would go clubbing, but
I'm sure not.
All right, here we go. Next song. This is. Oh. I already know. Come on, you.
Boom, boom, boom.
I know you know it. I mean, I know you know all these songs, but
wait, can you please start it over and do 1 second?
That was 1 second.
Yes.
It's not fucking Creed. That's how you sounded right now.
Arms wide open. No, but that's as much as everybody hates Creed, that's still a classic.
Yeah, I love that song, but everybody there's a lot of songs that aren't on here. I can make a whole other list, a whole other 30 songs that I'll put on here. Creed will be on there. Fucking Papa Roach.
I don't practice Santeria.
Yeah, you're right.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Well, you know, not all... That's a misconception. That's a very big misconception. Not all people who practice Santeria have crystal balls. So that's just first mistake there, Sublime. Yeah. Anyways, next song, right?
I had $1 million. Well, I'd spend it all.
Okay, me too.
We saw them.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the name of their song? We
Don't
saw them.
Don't stop, believe it.
Okay, yeah, you right.
Hold on to that feeling.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And their new front man, Filipino.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know. Before we went to the concert, I genuinely didn't know.
Really? Did I know?
I was living under a rock, apparently.
No, I knew.
Everybody knew. It was actually Dr. Bello who told me.
Yeah, shout out to
like,
Dr.
Yeah,
Bello.
Yeah. Like, they're new. Like, yeah, he's great. And I'm like, I had no idea. Yeah. So you mean I have an opportunity if I just keep doing karaoke? Somebody's be like, oh, you fit the script.
Yeah, you keep doing Run This Town, you might be the new Kanye.
They coming in the air.
Just kidding. Titties like bees squeeze, or what did he say? Bees stings, yeah. And she got bees, two bee stings. Two bee stings.
Yeah, I mean, he does say that, but that's not how he says it. And up top, two bee stings.
Yeah, and then my lip balm is bee's knees.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So you were right. That was Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Fucking ice cream truck.
Dude, they come every night around this time.
Yeah. The other day I told
them. Kind of want to run outside.
I told the guys, like, hey, yo, there's an ice cream truck who comes every day at like 9:30. He's like, yo, we should have waited.
It's clutch. Like, I can't wait for our kids to be able to stay up late.
And they said, he's definitely a drug dealer.
Probably.
Yeah.
So our kids can't go out alone.
So that's definitely Big Worm. He's looking for Smokey who owes him $200.
Yeah.
So next song. Sure. What was that? Did you hear that? No? No, not yet. Okay. Okay, that's still a little bit. Okay. There you go. You got a little bass. You got another little bass, a little bass hit. Bass, how low can you go? You go a little bass, a little bit more bass. Yo, this is
you.
We are free basing.
Think about me.
We are free basing.
Not you.
Good thing that mic is far away from you, because you are loud as fuck.
Really?
No. What was that? Did you hear my heart? This is how my heart beats for you. Every song. This is every time I play a song, and you know what it is.
So stay woke.
You go with a beat. Every time. Go ahead.
This is a sign. I should not come as I am.
Yo, come as you. Teen Spirit would be on here and not come as you are, by the way.
For the record. Come as you are.
As I do. Anyways,
You don't like my tattoos. Got it. Hey, do you remember? Okay, so this
Red
is
Bone
interesting
by
to me.
Childish Gambino.
This is interesting to me because you have this on as your list of overplayed songs in specifically in karaoke.
No, this song is just overplayed.
Okay, in general.
Played out, yeah.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Played out. Okay, because I have only ever heard one person do it in karaoke, and they killed it.
They killed it.
They killed. You know what I'm talking about. That's why it got added to your list.
Yeah. No, that's
but
not why.
He killed it.
This song was made famous by the movie Get Out. After that, this song took off. Nobody listened to that Childish Gambino album beforehand. Before that, the movie
no,
Get
white
Out.
White people did.
What? White people didn't make Get Out be a phenomenon.
No, but I'm saying I think it opened people, like, a broader audience after that.
But,
which in turn made it played out.
This song is probably the only song on here that doesn't even have a video.
Oh, it doesn't?
I think the Childish Gambino Red Bone...
It has a movie.
it's Get Out. The Childish Gambino Red Bone... A video is him doing it live in England, in London or something.
Like that little library thing? Yeah.
No, well, he's doing it live, but
I'm
not
thinking
in
of the song. I'm thinking of I am so into.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking too.
I really like.
Yeah,
what you
my bad.
Done to me.
Then what?
I can't. Really explain it.
Yeah, and he kills it. Donald Glover kills it. Don't get it twisted, Donnie Glover. I love the song, but at the same time, it should probably be on the top of this list.
I don't think so.
All right, next song.
There's some hole. That wet ass pussy.
I was about to say, yeah, you wouldn't know this song.
Macaron. Because why? Because I got that.
No. Let me let Esco back in.
Mm-hmm. Can I pee?
We're almost done.
Okay. So you might wait. You see what he does to me?
Top me off.
I can't reach it. Oh, it's right here. Never mind. I can't reach it.
I got me. I mean, because nobody else got me but me.
Boy, shut the fuck up.
I'm topping myself off. I've been doing yoga. Yoga master. I'm a yogi now.
What are you trying to say? You can reach it now?
Call me Yogi Bear. You know what I'm saying?
Chopping yourself?
Yeah.
Is that on the list?
Yay, look at that. Yay. Bringing the joke back, Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees. I need some of that.
And two Burt's Bees stings.
Okay.
All right, next song. Well. In this house, there's some whores in this house. All right.
Certified freak. 7 days a week.
WAP.
Wet ass pussy. Make that pull-out game weak.
You see how? See why she only knows played-out songs. So this is.
Wow, that's not true.
This is she knows the whole WAP song. So, do you think that any other Cardi or Meg the Stallion song should be on here?
Cardi,
you think what's a? I Like It Like That is not the biggest. Cardi song. I think the biggest Cardi song would be
Press. No, that's definitely not it.
No, the first song. Bodak Yellow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's up there.
However, I love Bodak Yellow, and if I ever hear Bodak Yellow and I'm out, I will take my shirt off, take my shoes off, and fight a bitch.
That's not true, because I've seen you out with that song playing. And you do none of the above.
I will take my tie off right now and fight you. Bodak Yellow is. I'd probably lose. I didn't say I was winning.
Also, you wouldn't fight because you were 11.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm a grower, not a shower. Anyways, Meg the Stallion. Meg the Stallion. This is probably Meg the Stallion's biggest song, right?
I think it's her most controversial song.
But it's not that controversial.
Well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
However. I think she's got equally as like popular songs, but I hate to say it, but white people got a hold of this song and felt like they needed to speak up.
They needed to say, you know, WAP.
And they didn't like it. And it's like, dude, there were so many worse songs. Like, you know what my dad caught me listening to when I was in high school?
You know, WAP I'm talking about?
So I don't know. I think it's a lot. They just needed a modern day something to.
Hey, stop
about.
Listening to Axl Rose.
Well, that's the thing too. Is so many rock songs and everything like, "Hey, you're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I scream." Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what is that song? Crazy bitch.
Be my cherry pie.
Nobody had shit to say about those songs, mm-hmm. but because Meg Thee Stallion comes out and saying "wet ass pussy," like, that's look, literally all she said. "Wet ass pussy." And it, honestly, if you're having sex, isn't that what you want?
Honestly, all songs are about sex. So
they all are.
Yes.
All
every genres. Every single song is about sex. Even gospel, because
relax.
No, because ultimately we are here on this earth to make babies, and even you put on some gospel music, it says Jesus loves the children, and the children come from babies.
From sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can pick it up where you put it down. Mayahi, mayaha, mayahi, mayahu, mayaha.
This song was made famous by The Hangover.
You're gonna be a shining star.
Not taking anything away from T.I., not taking anything away from Riri, but this song was made famous by Zach Galifianakis.
So live your life.
Oh. Hey. My bad.
Staying in your paper. Hey. Just living your life. This podcast is chaos.
Yeah. We are off. The rails.
Yeah.
So you are a great guest. Thank you for entertaining me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm the most entertainingest.
Yes, you are. See, and you do what I do. You make up words. Special was happening, shoddy. Anyways, yes. This is T.I. Love the way you lie.
You love that song so much.
I love that song.
Why is it not on the list?
It's not because and it should be, because anytime I play "Love the Way You Lie" at one of our parties, it goes off. "Love the Way You Lie" is a sleeper.
So if you didn't know, my good sis Leah. Uh huh. Her and I don't know if I think I showed you.
Yeah, I've seen all videos have on your phone. Yeah. So, yes, yeah, multiple times.
It was
times.
On Facebook, relax.
Oh, sure.
But yeah. Her and I sang. I was suspended from high school, just sitting at home. And she came over with her son, and we hung out. And we, like, were singing along to that song. And it was just, it's just a funny memory. Yep. Like, I love that memory, and that song will always remind me of her. Mm-hmm, so, that's that. That's my piece.
All my soldiers over there in Iraq. You don't always get a shout out to the soldiers.
Everybody right here.
Why doesn't this song get played more on Veterans Day? But anyway,
that's it. Have you done a case study?
You know what that is? What does that mean? Do you know the name of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Every
is
song.
Is this The Weeknd? Is this The Weeknd?
No.
Oh, wait, can you start it over?
You ain't getting this one.
No, wait, start it over. Start it over.
The fucking banjo.
I know it. It's Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Do you know what I thought it was?
Oh, I don't think there's any Weeknd song on here, but definitely Can't Feel My Face would probably be on here.
Yeah,
as
no,
because
when as soon
song.
As I said it, like the song that I was thinking of, not overplayed. So
yeah, you probably thought of fucking something off House of Balloons.
I actually think it was.
I don't think there's any song on House of Balloons that
it's not overplayed.
Is overplayed. Exactly. You could pick any of the three albums of House of Balloons and there.
Funny enough, your cousin and I were talking about The Weeknd because he went to his concert.
Uh-huh.
And then I was playing Trilogy just because it has like mm-hmm. everything from the three.
Yeah.
And that's I played that shit out. Like, I was like, yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about all these songs. It was really nice.
He out here, too. What the fuck?
Who, The Weeknd?
My cousin.
Oh, is he? I thought he was a little Christian boy.
He is, but I'm just saying he's always out. Like, well, maybe he just puts, he's going to dinner a lot. And he just
puts it on Instagram or something.
Yeah, he's not out here like.
I was like, wait, I thought he was like a nice Christian boy.
Yes, he is. He's not out here cross dressing and perreando sola. You know what I'm saying? Like that would be out here in nowadays terms. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that,
no,
because yo perreo solo.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I said solo. That's
no,
solo.
But I perreando contigo. I already know. It's a White Lotus theme song.
No, but fuck that too. Yo, why Alexa say like, yo, I listen to White Lotus theme song all by itself. I'm like, alright, you got problems. I skip that shit. I skip it every single time. That's like listening to Game of Thrones theme song.
Oh, yeah.
For 7 minutes before you get to the whole hour and a half long show. And then this one is like all weird and shit.
That's the most accurate like interpretation of a theme song I've ever heard you do. That was pretty good. I mean, that's accurate. It is.
But this is has something to do with what you are.
I'm Indian.
Exactly. So
Indian
so is
summer.
So are they.
Oh. I said Indian summer. Is that even a song?
Indian summer is something that should be acknowledged. I don't know.
I don't know that that's a thing.
Are we in retrograde still? I don't know. If that even has anything to do with that, but
all right.
Sure.
What is the song?
You still don't know this song.
You don't either. Relax.
It's my list. Of course I know this song.
I mean...
And
does this speed up?
It's about to start raining right now.
Come and get your love. Yep. Yep. Okay.
That's all you needed to hear. You just need a little bit of drum.
Hey.
You just need a little bit of a drum.
No, but I sped it up myself, and I said, "Is that how it goes?"
Yeah. No, because this
I know
is, because I got the extended versions of everything because I am that guy.
Hey, this is Chris Pratt's song. Hey.
Okay, so this is my beef with this song. This song was beautiful before. I love this song. I grew up making mixtapes. For myself, all the new hip hop songs, all the old hip hop songs, I would make albums for myself, mixes with a lot of, that's what they were called. And then I would make mixtapes for my mom and my dad. So I had on my LimeWire, it was always 60s through 70s through 80s through 90s through the thousands.
So I've always wondered how you know all the songs.
Because
and how you can like keep up with my dad, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
I
because
didn't know that.
As a kid, I would make albums for my parents and they would be like, oh yeah, me encanta esta canción. And like, yeah, because I got you, mom. I know you like this song because
yeah.
I've heard it before.
Okay. I never knew. I never knew how you knew all this stuff.
Yes. So.
Like, even the weird shit my dad listened to, like, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Come and Get Your Love by the Redbone. That's played out as fuck. Anyways.
Still a good one. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. I'm sorry,
Poison.
Kevin. I'm sorry, Kevin, because I know you love this song. And
I do, too.
Everybody else does, too.
It's driving me out of my mind.
But it drives me out of my mind to hear Poison.
That's why it's hard for me. Can't be.
I wish we could have went live and played this shit loud as shit, but it's okay. We'll put this shit out on YouTube.
We're not in a condo anymore, though.
No,
so
we hear it loud here, but
we
I'm
can.
Just saying
oh,
for
yeah.
monetization, we can only play songs less than 9 seconds. So.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
This episode probably won't even be monetized, but it'll
Watch
probably
the ads.
Be.
Watch the ad.
Anchor. This song, this will probably be our most watched episode. Thank
because
you
it's
to
a
you.
Girl on
exactly,
the screen.
Exactly, a girl. She's got
but
her
I'm
feet
alive.
Out. Got her feet out. Got a dog puppy drinking wine
I'm
and
a wifey
breasts
and I got
and all
my
that.
Little ratty tatty.
Yeah, and I'm not fucking, I'm over here chopped liver and shit, you know, so are the other two guys. Nobody likes us, so we have to charm with our wit and our smiles and
your assets, and assets, your asset, yeah, is your
so
wife.
That's why yo perreo solo.
No.
That is the title.
Perreamos con...
No, no, yo perreo solo. That's the title of this episode. I hope the guys don't get mad at me because I'm going to tell them after that I did this, but I'm going to release.
Oh, you never told them.
No, because I'm going to release an episode every week, every Friday, off the rails episode. I'm not going to miss
a
week.
Hey, we could have gone live on TikTok for this whole
thing.
Yeah,
but I needed my phone.
But I don't have my phone. I could have.
You've been on your phone. You've been on TikTok. I ain't seen you.
Babe, I got on the
phone. All right, we got two songs left.
All right, let's hit it.
All right.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
Every single birthday. Party like every it's your single birthday. Fucking birthday.
Yes.
Who's going to play? Who's going to play in that speaker? Who's coming out of that speaker? It's 50 Cent in the club. Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
Okay.
Oh, here comes the cake. It's your birthday. Okay. Oh, there's balloons. Here's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Oh, there's shots. Oh, it's your birthday.
No, but what? Can we discuss?
Why? Yes.
Okay. Sure. Yes, so,
this is a podcast.
I went to a birthday party with you, and it was a young girl. She was turning like 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And what was the song I played? And you gave me hell about it.
Well, because she wanted to hear YG.
Was it YG?
Yeah, she wanted to hear YG. She said, play YG. I forget the name of the song.
One
but...
time for the birthday, bitch.
Oh, that song. Because
that song.
I don't think anybody in LA really...
No, so he was very anti me playing this song. Because it's for a 15-year-old. Like, I get it. But I'm like, you don't know. Like, 15-year-olds, they're hip to the shit. Yeah. Like, I knew. And I was like, just play it. Because she's going to want, like, something kind of hype. Sure enough, you put it on, and all like 15 of her friends can't like one time for the birthday, bitch. Two times for the, and it's not like they don't hear that. Like their mom cusses.
No, it wasn't about that. I'm playing music not just for the girls.
But it was when her cake was coming out.
I'm playing songs for my boys, and then my boys are saying, yo, what the fuck is you playing, dog? And then I'm like, yeah, I know.
Because it's a fucking the kid's birthday.
Yeah, one time for the birthday, bitch. And that song
and
should
they
be.
Loved
that
it.
Song, if we do this again, that song is coming on this
that
list.
That is the most overplayed birthday song. I'll
that
give
song
that
is
to you.
Coming
and
on this list. I'm making
honestly,
a part two.
Can we talk about, quick transition. But the birthday songs on Instagram. The birthday songs.
Oh, you
on
can
Instagram.
You can do gun fingers at me, but I can't do them at you.
Right. Okay. So the birthday songs on Instagram. Like everybody wants to put Drake's "It's Your Fucking Birthday." I hate that. That song sucks. Like it's not hype. It's not anything.
No, I would rather
play, listen to
"Take a
Go
Shot
Short.
For Me."
Yeah. Honestly, that song's better.
Oh.
That's exactly how it
goes. I can't sing. You know that.
Oh,
I probably can sing, but I don't know how to hit notes.
No, he does. He just won't try.
I know how to hit.
You just don't.
I don't
actually
know how to
don't
hit
care,
notes.
So you don't try.
Oh,
but regardless,
all right. Teach me real quick. Oh.
Okay. So what song are you trying to sing?
Take a shot for me. Let me start over. Take a shot for me.
Oh, do that.
Oh,
take a shot for me.
Take a shot for me.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
Because I want to go deep. I want to go deep inside. I think that.
Then you just control. No,
I can't do high. I'm not a high. I'm not.
I'm
a
not
falsetto.
Either.
I'm not a tenor.
Tenor.
I'm not a tenor.
I'm a tenor.
Because you always say that. That's why it was in
I'm
my
a tenor.
Head. I'm not a tenor. I'm a fucking falsetto.
I'm a girl. I should be an alto at the
yeah,
lowest. I'm a fucking tenor.
No, but I am an alto. I'm like 6 feet tall. Soy alto, and like
no, alto is like the low of the girl range.
Okay, so what
so
am I?
So you're saying you're like a bass.
I'm a bass.
Or a baritone.
I'm a baritone.
No,
so
you're
yeah,
not.
Baritone.
You're definitely not a baritone.
Definitely a garritone. So look, take a shot for me.
Oh. No. Focus. Ready?
Okay.
Take a shot for me.
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 You hit pretty much all the notes.
I'll be hitting all them spots. Yeah, making them sound.
Ew.
In the club. And the number one most played out song of all time.
Wait, this goes. Is this the
What? What were you gonna say?
I mean, I obviously know what that song is, but
I'm sorry.
This is number one.
Jumped the gun. I came too quick.
I didn't know it was in an order, so this is number one.
This is one.
This takes the cake.
This takes the cake.
It is. It does.
It's your birthday, Bohemian Rhapsody.
But this will never die. This
none
will
of these
always,
songs will ever die.
No, I think some of them might. This one will live forever.
Which song would die over and over? I don't think. Started from the bottom.
Yeah.
03 Bonnie and Clyde.
I hope it doesn't, but yeah.
Cha Cha Slide. This is how we do. Nothing else will die on here.
There's probably a couple on the list that will, but this song will live forever. Mark my words.
And you can thank the Suicide Squad.
My own niece. No, my own niece.
Listen.
She knows the song, okay?
Okay. You can. Okay, Chico. Okay. But look, Bohemian Rhapsody was made famous to me. I heard it when I first saw the movie Wayne's World. That was like 95. I'm a 90s kid. I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid. But Wayne's World. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. I don't even. Yeah, you have? Okay. Were you on your phone?
I didn't have a phone.
Okay.
But I was young, so I
But they singing it in their car, and it
Is
was great.
This the real life?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I didn't hear Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't hear Bohemian Rhapsody for a long time. However, once the Suicide Squad trailer came out, it was everywhere. The movie sucked, but the trailer shot Bohemian Rhapsody out again. It was a resurgence of Bohemian Rhapsody. There was even a movie a few years after that. And to Queen, all my respect. This song is great. Probably the greatest song of all time.
Like Queen.
Or up there. One
Queen
of.
Is like top notch. Like I
Oh
mean,
yeah, Freddie
maybe,
Mercury,
yeah,
all the
I
other
don't know.
Guys.
Their songs are great. So like even the song like I want to ride my bicycle.
Yo, chill. No.
I love that song.
Bicycle.
It may not be the most popular. It may not be the most well received amongst the crowds, but that is a good song.
I'm not gonna do bicycle. I'm not gonna do fucking yellow submarine.
That's the Beatles.
Yellow submarine. I know it's the Beatles, but there are songs that people put out that and people might listen to. Girl haircut. And
it's boy haircut, baby. It's your own song.
Boy.
Like what?
All right, people might listen to one of my songs and be like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" They might say that about all my songs because they're all like stupid, but like, and no one's ever heard them. But like. Queen, that those songs, those type of songs, like even though they find their fan base, they're not great songs. Yellow Submarine, Yellow Submarine. There are so many better songs that Queen have, or the Beatles have, or Rolling Stones have. Like
that may be true,
but they do have.
I'm not discounting that.
Yeah,
but
that's an album filler.
It's very much the same with me and Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown. I know he's not a perfect person.
Name a Chris
a
Brown.
A lot of fucking bullshit.
Name a Chris Brown album filler. that you've been like, all right, this song I skip on this album, even though maybe Royalty. I know that's not your favorite Chris Brown album, but like, does that album have a lot of filler on it more than great song? Does what else?
Wait, am I telling you an album filler, like a song, yeah. Like a
any album filler? Not even Chris Brown. Then let's go album filler. Bohemian Rhapsody is not that, but no. Bicycle would definitely be that, and maybe, Bicycle would probably. You know what? I'm gonna make a list of album fillers, and that will be the next episode for us. If it's not part two of most played out songs.
Okay, so I'm supposed to tell you songs that artists have put on albums to just fill the space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I could tell you of albums I've bought.
Can I glance at them? Because if they're album fillers,
yeah,
I'm not.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll list a few off. Let's say the first album I ever bought, the Slim Shady LP album filler, were probably the songs that were already on out, like from Infinite. Shit, what was it? Not Brain Damage. I love Brain Damage. Shouts to you if you have Brain Damage. Guilty Conscience. I love Guilty Conscience. I'm just now that's track two, but I love the video version of Guilty Conscience. Grady. What am I thinking of right here? Remember Me? This song with D12 is an album filler. Yes.
D12.
Yeah, I'm going back to the Slim Shady LP. That's the first album I ever. Mm-hmm. And Remember Me is an album filler. I'm sorry. That's probably the least. If you earlier I said on to the next one, on to the next one.
Yeah.
That was a single, Blueprint 3, but the song with Drake, album filler. Sorry, he got Drake on there. We off that. That's what the name of that song was. Off that. And shouts to Offset. That's different. But Off That by Jay-Z featuring Drake is an album filler. They could have made so many more.
No, I still didn't find anything.
That's fine.
I've been ranting. Can I just go ahead and tell you, it's 2C... No, I was going to say...
It's 2023. Kiki was
2C Slide, but it's not. 2C Slide is...
2C right Slide is... Up, is an
album... I was mixing it up with the two. I was combining the two.
That's an album filler. That's not an album filler. That's
a here, TikTok.
Here's like, something. No, that's a... Here's something... Here's something for your TikTok. Do something with this. Here's something because I haven't put anything out. But
that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Like, what is going to hit on TikTok? Like,
yeah.
This may not be shit that's listened to regularly, but somebody can make a TikTok dance on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to monetize.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen. We are off the rails. Razzie in the building.
How long
has it been? 1:20. Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building. This is my wife, Alex the Indian. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, y'all. Thanks for having
me.
Bye. If you want to hear me sing more often, it won't happen unless I come back on here.
Or no. Put your TikTok,
or stalk my household, one of the two.
TikTok and are you still Alex the Indian and Alex the Indian on Instagram?
I'm Alex the Indian throughout everything.
And what's your book shit?
Huh?
You read books.
Oh, Al reads books or
Big Al reads
Big
books.
Al's books. Big Al's books.
Big Al's books. Big Al's books. Kind
on
of
TikTok,
play on
Big Al's books. If you want to hear my dumbass book reviews.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Anything That's else it. You'd like to promote? Esco, the
Esco's
toy poodle.
Esco's my little ratty tatty tatty. He's the cutest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my beautiful husband. Watch his potty.
Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building. Off the rails. Shouts to Mike and Rich. Love y'all.
Don't hate me for my contribution.
Hope you're not dead. Enjoy Florida. Yeah. You know what, though? Let's go out to a song. Let's go out to the same song
feeling?
We came in. No, let's go. Oh, what am I feeling? Yeah. Nah, you know what? This is the song I'm feeling. This song right here. This song got me through a lot today. Nobody's gonna know this, but this song got me through a lot today. This song got me hype. It hit the heartstrings. Yes. I was in the house doing karate moves. I was in the house kicking shit. Uh-huh. That's right. Yo, this is 2023. Remember you. Remember that you are great. You are the best. You are the bota.
La bota.
Put down the coca. And remember, you're the bota.
La bota. La vaca.
La vaca, yeah. Moo.
La vaca.
Moo-tang.